The judge declined to rule right away, opting to take his time and write a full opinion. He acknowledged the case is difficult for Richmond City and for the nation. Three Richmond residents argue the language in a 130-year-old deed protects the statue from any tampering by the state. But Virginia's governor and his lawyers say they're under no obligation to leave it up. Here's Attorney General Mark Herring speaking after the trial.
This is a monument to white supremacy. It is not reflective of who we are as a Commonwealth today. And the Commonwealth should not be forced to maintain it in perpetuity when we want to show the world that we are a place that values inclusiveness and diversity.
Herring did say the state will appeal if it loses. Either way, the case is likely to wind up before the state Supreme Court. If an injunction stays in place throughout the legal battle, the Lee Monument isn't going anywhere anytime soon. In Richmond, I'm Mallory Nopane.